Welcome back to Avery's podcast. Today we have Ethan Wiley with us, and he's going to talk about the FDIC, how it was created, what it did, and what it would have been like if it wasn't here today. Listen in. Today's topic is the FDIC. Now, Ethan, what is the FDIC?
The FDIC is a permanent agency designed to insure depositors' money in saving banks.
And when was it established?
The FDIC was established in June 16, 1933 by the Banking Act of 1933.
What did it do?
It insured the people's money up to X amount of dollars, so it would promote people's trust in the United States banks again.
And when did the FDIC come into play?
It came into play after the Great Depression and the crash of the stock market and the loss of all the people's monies in the banks.
Coca-Cola. Delicious and refreshing. That's an ice cold Coke. The drink that everyone loves. Good thanks to those who drink. A nice, cold, refreshing, ice cold Coca-Cola. Get one at your local store. Now back from the ad. To get a little bit of background information on the Banking Act of 1933, here's Ethan with a little information.
The Glass-Steagall Act, also known as the Banking Act of 1933, which helped the people trust banks again because 5,000 banks were lost in the Great Depression.
Wow. This FDIC sounds really good, and it sounds like we were very helpful for the people and also the banks because it put banks and businesses and people could know that their money was safe.
Yes, very true. The FDIC was very helpful, and a lot of people were glad that it came to be.
Also, what does the FDIC stand for?
The FDIC stands for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and it helps against banks' thrifts in event of a failure of a bank.
Do you need to get somewhere fast and don't want to walk? Well, come down to a Ford Motors near you to buy yourself a personal car and get from point A to point B even faster. So, how did the FDIC change the rate of government?
It helped the people trust in banks and that they would know that their money was safe.
What did the FDIC do in the New Deal?
It held the responsibility to insure bank deposits and eligible banks against loss in the event of a bank failure and to regulate certain banking.
Why did the government think it was a good idea to make the FDIC?
Personally, I think that the government created the FDIC because they felt the people did not trust the banks of the United States, and they wanted to put the people's trust back into the banks.
The world's strongest tape for a cheap and affordable price. If you want to fix something but don't want to spend much money, use the world's strongest tape, Scotch tape. It can fix any small problem with a sticky side and a smooth side for comfort. Go get it at your local store. One last topic before we wrap this up, this interview. What would happen if this didn't exist?
Well, for starters, it helped get banks out of the Great Depression, and it put people's trust in the banks once again.
So I would say that the FDIC was successful?
Yes, I would say the FDIC was really successful because it put people's money in a safe place, and the people know the money was safe.
So it sounds like the FDIC worked well, and the people thought it was good because they put their money back into the banks.
Yes, that is very true, and the use of the banks increased because of it.
Well, that is all we have time for. Thank you for coming and telling us about it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.